And now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Ryan Hoffy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. And on the phone line, let's get right into it. From the Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show, the one and only Bill Michaels is on Hoppy Hour. What's up, bro?
Hey, buddy. How are you? Been a while.
Dude, it's been forever, man. I got to go to another boot camp. It's been like 5 years for me, man.
Well, I was at, I think it was in Chicago when you were there the last time. And Dwyer, I usually go to pretty much all of them. Last year I didn't make it, but I think this year is in San Diego. So we'll probably be out there.
Yeah, I'm saving up my vacation days right now at my day job to be able to go. Like, my plan for the morning show boot camp is to, like, figure out how to pay for it by, like, June or July and, like, go last minute. Because right now I can't guarantee it, but it's been, like, 5 years and I definitely need to go.
Here, you got a pen?
Yes.
I'm going to give you Dwyer's credit card number. It's 4428.
4428.
Just put it on his card. All no, right. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm writing it down right now.
No, I'm kidding.
I know you are. So I've been listening to your show. I've been listening to you. I've been listening to Rick Rumble. Been listening to BJ Shea. A lot of my friends that do rock and roll radio from the morning show boot camp. And, man, you guys are, I don't want to say the last of a dying breed, but the last of a dying breed. You guys do such a good morning show for having no fake segments. I feel like every show I listen to, Bill, it's all the dating segments, and it's so refreshing. Even though I've never really been to the Quad Cities, it's very refreshing to hear good talk radio in the morning.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks, dude. We have been together for a long time, since college. We started in 1989, so we worked in Peoria and then came to the Quad Cities and kind of ping-ponged all over the place, a couple stations back and forth here in town. So makes it somewhat easy to do when you have the familiarity with the area and your partner and things like that, you know.
How did you meet Dwyer?
I was his boss in college at the college radio station, but prior to that, we were just in different communications classes in college. So we were working together at the campus radio station, and he would do overnights at a radio station in Peoria, and I was doing overnights at a radio station in Bloomington, and we would kind of talk on the phone while we were on the air, not putting each other on the air, but just how we would do a morning show if we had the opportunity to do one. So fast forward a couple of years, the opportunity came up, and that's the way it's been ever since.
Now, would you say you're friends with Dwyer? Because there's some radio shows like Opie and Anthony where they despised each other, but on air until the end, it sounded like they were friends. Now, would you say you're a co-worker of Dwyer, or would you say Dwyer's your friend?
Oh, both. You have to. We're business partners. But we don't socialize a whole lot because we just can't. We, you sit in a room with somebody for 4.5 hours, and then the rest of the day you got to make time for other things. You still have more stuff to do with work. You got to make time for, your family and outside activities as well. So it was sort of a natural progression to where when we were just starting out, I met my wife, he met his wife, and we do a lot of stuff together. But when you have kids, you chase their activities, and they're, it just happens. But no, we don't hate each other at all. That I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I find it fascinating when you hear about radio shows where they hate each other, and there's a lot of them, and then it's like they go on air and they make it work. I mean, I know when money talks, anything is possible, but I just can't imagine right. doing that. It sounds awful.
No, it's there's better ways to spend your time. You know, we're only here on this planet for a limited amount, so you might as well surround yourself with people you like being with and doing something that you like to do.
So in Tampa, and when I worked in Cleveland, I was recognized a decent amount, but I wasn't like famous by any means. But you guys are in a smaller market, and you guys are one of the biggest shows ever in that market. How often, when you're out and about, do you get recognized?
All the time, but I have the difference for me is I don't have the hair. I mean, Dwyer is easily recognized as Dwyer or a homeless lady, one of the two. So, but it's not a problem at all. It's very gratifying, rewarding. You know, those are the people that you have to thank for the careers that we have.
And I have two memories of people that listen to you. At my radio school 10, 11 years ago, there was a kid who grew up listening to you, and he went to the radio school because he grew up listening to Dwyer and Michaels every morning. And then my friend Ryan Risky, who did TV at one of the channels out there, listened every morning. So you guys have a huge impact on people.
It is kind of... you recognize that you're getting older when you hear things like that. Going back to what you said with where we met at boot camp, when, you know, we had a chance to talk to you the very first time, because, you know, we always considered ourselves just up and comers, just trying to learn, get better, whatever. And somebody asked a question, and they said, "Well, I never really thought about it, but I grew up listed to Dwyer and Michaels, so that's." And Dwyer stood up and threw his notes in the air, and it's pretty cool. I hope that they made the right choice if they decided to get into radio because of us. But yeah, it's kind of nice.
How does it feel, though, when people say that? Because I've told that to a few people from the morning show boot camp, and I won't say what their names are, and they'll talk about themselves for the biggest billboard on my show for 4 minutes in a row when I say that. So it's very refreshing to have someone like you, who's been doing it for so long, to have a humble answer to that.
Oh, I appreciate it. I think it's part of who you are. You have to recognize how fortunate we are to do what we do. I mean, we're getting paid to talk, and you know, the things that we used to when we were in school that would get us a detention or get suspended from school, now it gets us paid. You know what I mean? So there's no reason to be arrogant. There's plenty of other occupations. If you don't like people, if you don't want to entertain, if it's too much bother, but that's just different personality types. So those are the type of people who won't generally come on your show, you know what I mean?
Who got you into radio? Who were some of the names that got you into wanting to go into this business?
Well, we both grew up in Chicago, so going way, way back, I would listen to Larry Lujack and John Records Landecker, and then as I was a teen, you know, certainly Steve Dahl, Jonathan Brandmeier, and those were the people who, you know, you'd listen to and idolize, I guess. So started right there, and those were the people that kids would talk about in the hallways at school. So that those were my roots right there. And the same with Dwyer. For as far as music personality, Sky Daniels was one of the coolest guys on the loop. Mitch Michaels was a great disc jockey, you know, could talk up a record or had background information. And there were top 40 people as well, but yeah, those were the personality guys for me.
Now, I'm a little bit younger than you, but I was in middle school when Johnny B did his second tour at 97.9 The Loop, and it was the same thing. There were a lot of classic rock heads that were in my class that would talk about him in the morning. So he even transitioned into my generation listening to Brandmeier, which shows how much of a legend he is.
Absolutely. Well, he not only would do things on the radio, but when he had his band, when he did the Leisure Suits and he's doing concerts, that was a whole nother element of radio that had never been done, personality radio. And that whole era from The Loop, when you consider Kevin Matthews and Johnny B in the Leisure Suits and Steve Dahl and Steve Dahl and Teenage Radiation, that was the next extension to where you could do things off of the radio, outside of radio, and it was just fascinating. It was cool to be, when you consider that they were celebrities for only being on the radio for 4 hours a day. That was kind of what I thought was, you could go to work 4 hours a day, be a celebrity, turn it off, and be a regular person. Well, they somehow managed to make it, and in Brandmeier's case, it's not only radio, but he was doing television and music and everything. You know, he was in movies too, I believe. So
what I want to ask you is, because of 97.9 The Loop having events, do you think that drew an influence on you and Dwyer having all of your events that you guys have?
Oh, sure. We ripped them off left, right, and center. I'm not going to lie to you. what was Steve Dahl? Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer, they would do, gosh, I can't remember what it was called. They would do live shows like every Friday, I think. And we ripped that off and did the same thing at the Funny Bone. We would do what we call it Breakfast at the Bone and have comedians and musicians, and people would stop by on their way to work. So that was a direct ripoff from them.
Who have been some of the best guests over the past years that you've had on your show? Who have been some of the most memorable moments?
The people, more than celebrities. Celebrities are tough just because you never know what you're going to get. But when it's just ordinary people doing disordinary things, one of our favorite people to talk to every now and again, Don Gorski. He's a guy from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, who eats nothing but Big Macs. That guy's always fun. Older people doing what was the lady's, some grandma who pulled a gun, and she's 80 years old, and she shot this burglar and took matters into her own hands. But Paul Stanley from Kiss was fun. We used to be pretty tight with Eddie Money before he passed away. For the most part, it's just the regular people who we always say there's a story beyond the story, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
We're talking to these normal people that are in the news. So when we're not talking about this, what else do you do for a living? And he's like, oh, well, I invented blah, 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 whatever it is. And you're like, no way. Why are we wasting time talking about you because you – you know, lassoed a pig in your backyard, or whatever it is. You know, those are the good, most memorable ones that I can't remember off the top of my head. But the most fun ones are just the common people doing uncommon things.
And I think that's what's led to you guys doing so well, is that you care about the everyday average Joe. Because I've worked with some radio guys where they begin pretty big and then they sign that massive deal and then they become this weird elitist where they forget that they were once an up-and-comer and an average Joe. And it feels like even though you guys are such a big deal, that you guys never forget where you came from.
Well, I think our wives keep us grounded.
Really?
You know, they remind us that, hey, superstar, take your shoes off before you walk into our house, please. It's when you work doing what we've done in the same place for as long as we have, that'll catch up to you pretty quick if that's your attitude. Become just community members as opposed. I hate thinking of me being any type of celebrity, and having kids too, because you want to be known as dad more than anything, or husband.
Did you change your radio show with these two examples? Did your show change when you A, got married, and then B, when you had kids, or did you kind of do the same show?
Oh no, it changed. It evolved all the time. That's another thing that came from the guys in Chicago, personality radio. You live your lives on the radio. You're talking about different things before you had a wife. You know, we're talking about where's the best place to, where do the women hang out when you have a wife? Well, what are the couples things that you do? It constantly evolves as your life evolves.
Now, I've never been to the Quad, but what are some of the most underrated parts about it? What are some great parts about living there?
Well, there's a cool music scene that happens here. There's a lot to do on the river in the summertime. I'm part of a competitive water skiing team. Dwyer's big into classic cars and things like that. So there's a lot of little hidden gems that we have here. There's road races. If you're into running, we do this thing called Tug Fest, where there's a tug of war. It's the only place in the world where they have a huge rope, teams pulling, doing a tug of war across the Mississippi River. One team is on the Illinois side, another team on the Iowa side. They do, I think, a dozen different pulls with, you know, 24 teams, but things like that. It's just, we have minor league hockey that's huge here, and of course you've got the Hawkeyes and now Caitlin Clark with Hawkeye basketball, women's basketball. Those are, I could go on and on all day with with the things that, and we've been here so long, we take them for granted, you know what I mean?
Now, how often do you go out and about during your free time, and how often do you just hang out at your house after the show?
I'm home quite a bit. Could be, like I said earlier, just I become dad when I'm done. My oldest daughter is getting ready to be, she's getting married in July. Today I'll tell you, I was working on my daughter's cover letter and resume. She's applying for a job at John Deere, and I do stuff with my son. If there's snow, we head up north and go snowmobiling, or drop the boat in and go water skiing. But out and about, I'm cutting back on going to concerts because my hearing is starting to go as I get older. So that's kind of a snapshot of life in my shoes after radio.
Do you think you're hearing now? Because I just want to ask you some advice real quick, because I'm 30 and I noticed that my hearing, it's not going away, but I could tell it's not what it was 10 years ago. And I've been in radio 10 years. Would you say that maybe radio takes away the hearing?
What?
Would you say?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah, because for 4 hours, we're sitting there with headphones on 5 days a week, and I listen closely to all of the audio elements, commercials, music, guests, phones, everything, looking for technical glitches and things like that. So I tend to have it louder in my headphones. And then, you know, when we were younger, we went to concerts. Every concert that came to town, we went to either to work or just to go. So Dwyer wears hearing aids. I need hearing aids, I'm sure, but the tinnitus, I don't know anybody who works in radio that isn't experiencing it. So it's one of the job hazards.
I have tinnitus. It's like this little thing in my ear. It's like when I lay my head on my bed, I can, like, it's like not quiet. It's very off-putting.
Yep. And as it gets worse, you know, you'll find that now you'll pick places to go eat that aren't quite so loud. You become the old man that, well, that we are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm turning 30, and I turned 30, and I think about like my future. For example, like I've been boxing and swimming because I want to like be in good shape when I reach 50 and beyond. You know, like I've been, now that my 20s are over, it feels like I need to be more responsible.
Well, that's a good plan. I don't hit the gym like I used to, but in the summertime, though, I mentioned that me and my kids, we are on this competitive water ski team, and that's enough to keep me, you know, at least somewhat healthy. I can hit my physical, and I don't have to take any meds to keep cholesterol in check or any of that other stuff. But yeah, you got to look out for that.
How often now, because you guys grew up or you guys are from Chicago, how often do you guys go back and visit?
Occasionally. I'm actually going up here in a month or so to visit my folks. My mom and dad live in the far north suburbs. Dwyer's parents still live in Chicago, and he's there quite often, but several times a year. And I still have friends that are back in Chicago, but, you know, occasionally, primarily though, we're here in town all the time. It's either work or it's vacation. I have a place up in northern Wisconsin that I go to. Dwyer tends to go, well, his daughter lived in Arizona for a while. But I don't know, a couple times a season, I guess.
It's weird. I moved out about 9 to 10 years ago, and every time I go back, I feel like I don't know the area anymore. It's sort of weird when you move and then go back.
Yep. The high school that I grew up in, I was there for 4 years, but in my hometown, and my mom was a school teacher there, I couldn't find my way around. The hallways had changed so much. The last time I was in there was for one of the class reunions or something like that. And yep, around town, everything changes. That's life anywhere. You know, that's progress.
I didn't go to my 10-year. I was in a Facebook group for some class video we did, and then they changed the class video group from 2012 to something about our graduation. And I was like, the first thing was they had it in a November in Illinois. I was like, not everybody lives in Illinois. Why not have it when it's warmer out? And then I was like, I haven't kept in touch with anybody. I'm like, why would I want to pretend to care, you know?
Yeah, well, there are people that will keep up with the people from your high school days through Facebook, and that's good enough. And there are people that you are lifelong friends with, and then there are some that you need to see for about an hour at a reunion, and then you've had enough of them because you'll go right back to your high school days. So there's nothing wrong with not going. Dwyer never goes to his, not once, not ever.
I kind of like the idea of them seeing what I'm doing on social media, but like not going back. There's something nice about sort of just being hidden in Florida. I don't know. It might just be me in my head, but I feel like going back is like I don't want to say a weakness because I didn't really like high school, but I just feel like it sort of sets the precedent that that's beyond over.
So where did you go to high school?
I went to John Hersey High School in Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Oh, okay. And you're in Florida now.
I've been here since,
so how long have you been there?
2015.
Okay. So almost 10 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I don't have any plans to leave the area. I feel like how you guys feel about where you're at, it's how I feel about this area. Like, I'm not recognized as much, but, like, there's perks. Like, I can get free pizza downtown. I can get free drinks. And, like, there's little things that my ego likes. I can go somewhere. I know, like, my thing, bro, because I'm single. What I do when I go on first dates, I know where to go, where I'm going to get recognized so that the girl is like, oh, my God, this is so cool. I'm not lying.
Well, Ryan, I know you're not, but I, as a guy who met his wife when we were in Peoria, that girl will get bored with that rather quickly, and it'll become annoying.
I've gone through two breakups, my friend. I'm well aware of cloud chasers. Like you, like I have noticed that my best relationships have been people that don't care about radio. The ones that are the biggest fans of me are the ones to watch out for because they're a fan of what you do. Well aware. I've gone through heartbreak. I've learned my lesson. The ones that think it's so cool to get concert tickets and that, those are the ones you got to watch out for, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So where are you going to, what you said you do, what's your day job?
So I'm a full-time production board op for a radio company that I've worked for all the companies in Tampa, but I specifically kind of keep this one low key because my job's very conservative and very clean. And it's not that I hate the word shock jock, but I'm a little more edgier. Like I'm more of like a rock / hip hop DJ type podcast. Mm-hmm. Like I don't play music, but like I would fit on that format. So I keep it secret kind of, but I worked at 102.5 The Bone for 7 years and I just kind of had an existential crisis and was like, I don't want to be part-time for the rest of my life and to be a radio show's bitch. So then I did sports radio for 9 months and then I did promotions for another company for about 6 months. And then I got this current job, which is my first full-time job in radio, which has been a blessing.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, if you love it, it's a great way to make a living. But you're right. Don't be somebody else's bitch. Be your bitch.
It was cool in my 20s, going on cruises and getting all the free perks. But then what I noticed is here's what I loved. And this is me saying love in a different fashion. Like I noticed everybody that would talk to me when I worked for a radio show, it's quite funny how when you leave the radio show to better yourself, you see who your true friends are because you don't have the concert tickets and you don't have the access to go to free comedy shows. And that was almost refreshing, was to know who's my homie and who was just with me because of whatever fame I have in Tampa.
And never forget that, because that is a very good observation, because once those, if that's what they want out of you and that's gone, well, they don't need you.
So I totally agree.
You don't need them.
What is some advice if you were to give radio advice to me? Now, I'm not as young as when I was the baby intern / DJ in 2013 at 19. I'm 30 now, so I'm more of a man. And I'm not a teenager anymore. And there's a lot of young, up-and-coming radio hosts that listen to my podcast that are Gen Z. What is some advice you would give anybody up-and-coming in radio?
Well, develop your own style. I mentioned that we sort of mimicked Steve Dahl and Brand Meyer and things like that. But figure out who you are and what you do and what makes you different. And that is one of the hardest things. If you are, you have to be known for something. Right. Bring something, because nobody is going to listen to you just because you're you.
Yeah.
You have, what do you give to them? You find a need and fill it and be the best at it. If there are podcasters doing stuff on the most niche things, there are podcasters who solve crimes. But you just figure out what that is. And if I could tell you what that is, I'd be a genius, but I'm not. So and that's kind of the challenge for everybody. You have to find out what it is, find the need and fill it.
Have you guys, now I know that you are going to give me the most humble answer of all time because I've known you for 11 years, but I'm going to ask you, have you guys thought about the Radio Hall of Fame?
We're in one of them in Illinois, at Illinois State University. If we get in it, fine. It's not something I dwell on. Dwyer doesn't care about it at all. It's validation, and it's nice to be recognized, and it's extremely humbling, but it isn't necessarily something that is needed to define who you are. And I don't know if we're not even in the Iowa Hall of Fame.
Oh my goodness. How are you guys not there? It's crazy.
I don't know, but it's not something to dwell on. That's something that, if you're in the Hall of Fame, that's not the reason kids started playing baseball, was to get in the Baseball Hall of Fame. You got to do what you do and be very, very good at it. And if you get recognized for it, that's fine. But what does it mean? At the end of the day, we're all in a cemetery anyway. I don't need a bigger headstone. It's still dead.
You don't need to bring the plaque and have it say Radio Hall of Fame, class of 2027 or whatever.
Yeah, there are plenty of trophies out there, but there's just as many trophy stores. And if you need a trophy that bad, go and buy one. You can get them cheap at Goodwill. But no, it's an honor for sure. And that sounds like the people who aren't in it are the ones who say, I don't need to be in it, but it would be nice. But it doesn't define you. And that's truly how we feel.
Now,
I feel, at least.
When it's all said and done, how do you want people to remember your show?
I don't know, Ryan. I don't know that they will remember our show.
Wow.
Hopefully, well, because that's whoever is the next, when we retire, that's kind of hard for the next person. You know, they're like measured compared to us. Well, we've been doing this for 30 years. It'll take several years before you are known for something, the next person, you know what I mean? How do I want us to be remembered? Hopefully just a couple of guys who got me through the morning, you know? They made me laugh. They made me cry. They started my day off, and that's good enough for me.
Now, for people that are listening to my podcast and hearing about your show for the first time, and they don't live in Illinois and Iowa, how can they check out your show each morning?
Sure. Our flagship station is on 97X, and that's 97X.com, but you can get any of the – you can stream it through the app, but our website is twodorks.com, the number two dorks, or T-W-O dorks.
I'm glad you said that. Where did that two dorks thing come from?
Okay. There was some listener when we were starting out who was just relentless. He would call us and, you know, what's wrong with you two dorks? You don't do this enough. You know what's wrong with you two dorks? You don't do that enough. You sound like a couple of dorks every morning. You two dorks. And it was the same guy. And we started putting them on the air. And I said, why don't we just grab it and disarm that person and embrace it? Yeah, sure. We're two dorks. You're two dorks. Yeah. And what else you got? That's it. So, and it's kind of, it disarmed one person. And then the other critics as they came along. But I'll tell you, it works in that regard. But it's kind of lame to be known as two dorks when you're in your 50s, almost 60, you know?
It seems like you guys being able to laugh at yourself has led to you guys doing so well.
Absolutely. That is key. 100%. If you listen to our show, it sounds like a room full of people who are friends ripping each other. You know what I mean? You got a group of friends and one of them did something stupid, but it's, you're picking on each other, but it's nothing sincerely mean. It's just out of fun. So you have to laugh not only at each other, but with each other, and never mean spirited. That's kind of the way we don't say things ever that will hurt the other person. You know, it's nicer to be nice than mean. Boy, that sounds stupid. Edit that part out too, please.
Well, it's been a lot of fun having you on the show. Time has flown. I can't believe it's been 36 minutes, but right now I'm going to say it at 36 minutes and 6 seconds in, I'm going to manifest a way for us to grab a beer at the Morning Show Boot Camp this year in San Diego.
I appreciate it. And I will, you and I will be happy to make Dwyer buy for you and me. How's that?
Yeah. Real quick, what's his credit card number again?
Listen, Ryan, I remember you being that kid who was just like me and just like Dwyer. All you wanted to do was to work in radio. That's all you wanted to do. And I will say this, I'm proud of you for sticking with it. I'm proud of you for not letting those guys make you their bitch, and you're doing it on your own. So I mean this sincerely. I have a lot of respect for you, because you could have quit. I remember what you did at boot camp, and that guy fired you, and it was totally unjustified. I know I'm not going to get into the whole incident, but I know enough about it to know that it was wrong. And I got a lot of respect for you for sticking with it, okay?
Yeah.
And you're doing it now. And doesn't it feel good?
It feels good to not have given up, because I actually had a talk with one of my friends who is my co-host. I've gone through like 6 co-hosts, and I now have a format with my friend who's a local DJ and whatever. But I have the best co-host I've ever had. But I had a co-host 6 years ago who is maybe 5 years younger than me. And he was on 102.5 The Bone. He was a phone screener. He was great. But his mom told him he was never going to make it in radio. And he listened to it and he quit. And now he works at the Apple store. And he called me about 2 months ago, drunk as hell at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night, and pretty much told me that he was envious that I didn't quit.
Never quit. If this is what you truly want to do, find a way to make it work and keep doing it. And I will say to you, kid, I'm proud of you for doing it. So good on you.
Awesome, bro.
And I had that same experience. My third grade teacher, Sister Martha Mary, said, Billy Obernoff, if you figure out a way to make a living with that smart mouth of yours, you'll be a rich man someday. But I don't know any places that are hiring smart mouths. So there you go. All right. We love you, man. Thanks awesome, for having bro. Me on. I sure love appreciate it. We'll see you in San Diego. All right later.
See ya. And that was Bill Michaels from the legendary and soon-to-be Radio Hall of Fame Dwyer and Michaels show, as he called into Hoppy Hour. Now, if you're listening to my voice for the first time, check out my show I do called Hoppy Hour. I have 2 versions of it. I have this version where I interview comedians and radio hosts and rappers, and I also have a version where I talk about celebrity news and, frankly, talk shit. So go to every single major platform that has a podcast and search up Hoppy Radio, HOPPE. Add me on all social media at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and check out Hoppy TV, HOPPE TV, on Rumble and on YouTube.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. And like that, he's gone.
Hoppy Hour is now over.